How's over the Sugar and Gibble? There's so much to say about that. I just can't get it all said. Big Torah out there. Big Torah. I want you to prepare after I finish. Actually, after anybody left, I have to catch a plane. So you have plenty of time to learn again before lunch and again after lunch. I want you to ask Mother. Because tomorrow I'm coming in expecting you to know the amount of time. It's come out to the end. So you're going to Zion with the toasts and everything. I'm really coming in with a... We have to really get start to move. Yeah, what's the problem? They took shot of the one I'm giving, basically. It's lashing in the rush, I thought it had a small difference, but they're basically the same
yourselves. What's the about that? I just can't get it all said,
Big Torah out there, big Torah. I want you to prepare after I finish, actually, after anybody left, I have to catch a plane. So you have plenty of time to learn again before lunch and again after lunch. I want you to ask Mother. Because tomorrow I'm coming in expecting you to know the amount of time it's come out to the end. So you're going to Zion with the toasts and everything. I'm really coming in with a... We have to really get start to move. Yeah, what's the problem? They're too subtle than what I'm giving, basically. It's lashing in the rush, I thought it had a small difference, but they're basically the same yourselves. But the issue is Mechil over here. A second Subah involves a Mechil and the first Subah. But as they correctly point out, that would only make sense, the Rosh says, if there's no first Suva B'chsa. If the first Suva B'chsa, why should we assume she forgot to forgive the first in favor of the second? So we have to wait, you can still have to go back to that some other time. Now, fine. So there's no Suva. I have no Suva, so why should collect the Chlal? So Rashi and the Mishnah already jumped and said, I root against the Suva. That's a push that I think about Peitet. Only Marcus Shisha was wondering, how do you know? But push that is, you root have the Suva. So what emerges about that? Two things emerge. One, I root have the Suva. Two, that if you write a Suva and the Suva is written down normally, there's a Shiva in the Chassid even before the Suva. That's the whole assumption of the Gemara. It's Pashim Shat that way. Like any other document. The Rambam, Rabbi Osai, argues on both points. The Rambam holds a Rusa Ein Luxuva. Whatever basis. Alright, a Rusa Ein Luxuva, what's the case over here? He wrote a Luxuva. He wrote a Luxuva, so why should we assume that the second one's a Mechila and the first? He wrote the first. The answer is not a Mechila at all. Shatak of Shvira Gold. Rambam had a Kabbalah for Gold on many things. Rav Shvira Gold said, Rav Hai Gold's father. Rav Shvira Gold said, that if you write a ksuba for an arusa, there's no shiva in the chasm. Period. Not the mechila. Even if he died right then and there during the erusin, there's no shiva in the chasm. So the question was, why not? So the rabbi only tried to class left himself, but very shver. So the evidence of the gemara is a chiddush, beautiful. A ksuba is not just a financial deal. It's a marriage life, marriage document, if you will. Marriage contract, that's what they have in English. It's a marriage contract. And as such, the pshat that calls by that they are married, and calls by that they are living happily or unhappily together, so the obligation is not triggered. It's triggered upon the breaking of the marriage. What does that mean? That's a divorce. So before that, the divorce is no chiyuv. So the issue of no shiva in the chasim at all is left at the death of the divorce, or the moment of the death of the divorce. No, in the chidah, so Shiva Mashiach Mashiach came and said, no, there's a shiva in the chasim at the moment of the nisuin. How come? So nisuin, yeah, but erusin, no. Either you write a suva for your wife, which has erusin, it's not, there's no shiva in the chasim. Because although you write erusin, but the real obligation takes effect only upon what? The death of the divorce. Not upon the death of the divorce, there's no shiva in the chasim. Not like a financial deal with a cut off, with a delay in payment schedule. This is really a marriage contract, and that's such a different level. That's our contract, we have an ozzle. Based on the Rambam, some of them pay bays, not like Rashi gets closest, what happened before Shiva Mashiach was fine, etc., etc., etc. Fine. Here the problem is as follows. The 2 days in the Machala part of the Rambam, straight. There's no Simon and Asaph. There's no Simon for an Arusa, and if you wrote him, there's no Shiva in the chasm. Said the Rambam, yes, I'm in the Shiva Arusa. I will know the Kisvara Arishon. What's not the Sarah Shami, the Chavis of the Rambam? So it's like the Rambam. Then the question would be, so not only should be no Simon Arusa, there should also be one, no Shiva, what? No Shiva, the chasm. So the Rambam says, and in that emotion, the Bishamul says, and the Apostle says, no, the split side. The only passing like the Rambam is not Sibyl Arusa. But we do passing, know what? That there is a Shibud, the Chasim, even before Nisun. Fine. Question, how can you do that? The split side, what do you do with the Gemara? It wasn't fairish for carriage. You can't get out of the Gemara, the Rambam's where? King out of the Gemara, the Rosh is away. There's no way out. So how can you make a split side? That's the Kash. A soul say with that Kash is the other question. If the Rambam is therefore right, if the Pashi follows the Rambam, all the way on both matters, the Pashab Shah, then how do you have a Sibyl's matter there? The Ksuba is written down before the Nisuan. So how can I have a case of a Ksuba where you write a Kabbalah's Kinyan before Nisuan? It's always going to be Kosa Kinyan, the one I'll pay bait, someone else. In which case the Khalifa is nothing. So it looks like a joke, a photo op, the whole Akachev story. And more than that, if the date is by day and the wedding is by night, you have a real serious problem. Watch star, Muktam. And then we added another Nakuda. But Moshe Feinstein, that's all it says. Now forget the Ramba. You go like the Rosh and Rashi and Tosh, the Chachmai Ashkenaz, that there can be a Chiyav of Arusa and Ksuba. It's automatic Chiyav Arusa and Ksuba. That's only after Erisin. But if you write a Ksuba for your Mishudeches, as we call it, the woman you write a Shudach before the Erisin, it's not valid at all until the Erisin takes place. So according to Rav Moshe, even forget the Rambam, even according to the other Rishonim, our Ksuba's, the Khalifa is just a follow up, means nothing. Why? Because the moment that you pick up the Akachev, nothing is Chayav, it's before the Erisin. And before the Erisin, the Rav Moshe says nothing is Chayav. And therefore, it's Kosa Kinyon, because almost all poskim in the round of the Dorim Chav Zion also say that the Khalifa, if you take the pack, just put it back in the pocket, can only be effective later to achieve a Kinyon later on. So that's a problem, the whole thing's a joke. So the consumer itself gets to work. Tell us, Shah, what I just got right, ever out of what, what, no. I just got kidding, although the word being very strange in the Kodina, that's just simply a law. But that kidney won't work, but it's all right. So the evidence will work with Torah, even though the language is not exactly the proper. But what do you do in the case of an early, again, the early consumer business? Where the consumer's by day, the wedding's at night, there'll be a mukta. This is a problem. It's not, it's really a photograph. I'll see that soon. Oh. So to answer these questions, I'm both I, we have to look to the Rishon. Like always, that's the answer was in the Rishon. Oh. Let's first look at the Mordechai. I think the Mordechai is the key to our problem. Okay? I asked you to see the Mordechai. I want Simon Watts. Huh? What?
Who made this
place that she gets around that? The base rule. The base rule, Rabbi said, by Sunday, everyone has to walk in with an Ebenezer. You can't walk in without it. You have to have one. We go back and forth until now. You have to have one. Just get one from somewhere. I don't know where you get it. What did I say? Reish Nadeis?
Kuf Nadeis.
Kuf Nadeis. Kuf Nadeis. There it is. Page Beis, right? Oh. So now it's the other day. The first Mordechai and Perth Narrow. Tirish Rashi, then you mention the kukas, the kulim, mashma, the almanim, and eris, and yeshak suba, rather. Apa gav lo kosev lo? Yeah. Then also Rabbeinu Baruch, mashma, the almanim, and eris, and shetav sabos, and yechayim, and posel, and let suba. Jirai, the kasin, and perka kosev, almanim, and eris, and minola, and dislik suba. So most of them, if she's Talmud, and minola. I will be called, and she's the lay, the Talmud, and the Islam. They said, how do you know? But they know it's a fact. Chemash, and Bereish, prepare, give all the kiddushin. On a rabbi, nothing to get me, I'll call, and let's suba. Three. Here comes the key. Rav Yo, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Mibuna, Omru. What do they say to these people? That is false. Kol Asugyos Malchichos Kain. Yes, it's true. Of all the Asugyos and Mashmah, I would say the Tzuvah. But, Bahayinu Daphne Bimei Kedem, Sheaderech Lichtov Tzuvah Lemitzosan, Menayus. Alo Bizman Azeh, Sheain Dev Lichtov Lichtov Ruh, Lo Gavya Kishalo Kosovla. That's presumably Rabbeinu Ephraim's rationale. In the olden days, when someone was the Tzuvah, we assume, aye, the Abishai gets the Tzuvah, I would say. But now that nobody writes the Tzuvah, I would say, we assume, that the times have changed, the minute has changed. And although it's very strange, I mean, the minute changed, it's tonight bed. Kind of minute changed. Right? Apparently, there's an effect of Mechila. A power of Mechila. How can I be a Mechila? Kalashoa Ish, the Nishta Belotsuba is an Isser. So presumably, the Rabbi Ephraim, oh, that's only been assuming. It's been assuming they're living together as husband and wife, because I call a pope to me, Sula Masai, I'm ready to be less nus. You're right, then, of course, it's a less nus. It's no alternative. There has to be a Ksuba Mechila being affected. We can't assume the Mechila of the Dvar Yisr, but by Erisin, they never made this Takana in that sense. Yes, it's an Ibed. But it's an Ibed which is given to Mechila, and if it's a Mechila, presumably there's no Yisr. Also, Rishi, yes, you have the Russians, it's not a Zed. Presumably there's no Yisr. The Yisr only starts to live with your wife after Nisuin. But it's just Erisin, that kind of relationship. Then, apparently, if there's a Mechila, it's okay. It's a presumed Mechila. There's nobody at all writes a Ksuvah, it's not a Zed from Arusa. It just sort of became a talent of disuse. It's equivalent of a Mechila on the part of every single Kala of the Ksuvah Mishas Eris. That's their Menuah Fry. Rabbi, you slightly different twist.
How do you know that works?
Mechila works for everything. Mechila is for the king. You may not call anything.
But I mean, I thought it was just that nowadays, since there's no, you don't write it, there's no...
But you don't write it, it's an ibezin. What do you mean don't write it? You have to, you can't just cancel it. Mm-hmm. There was never how should we say it? A convention. I don't know, a council. That came together and said, we hear about the battle of Tzubal HaRusa. Not that I know about. The witness. The Gedolei Chachma Yisrael. I never saw this, nor that it's not in history. Just sort of fell into disuse, no one does it. So I have to understand it's not kind of an implicit mechila, I don't know the way to explain it. Rabbi Yomar, the ain't one of the Ayas Meksuah. Brought him in the command of the Eshla. Hani, me, the mad tanoim, shalom, why you know again, lift up Ksuah Klau. A different twist, different spin. But in the government, I called it Tanaibez. In the old days, it was never any Ksuah. Nothing was ever written, never. Always with Tanaibez. I will honor Shaonu Kosu and Ksuah and Isuah. Now that you write Ksuah, you today you must have Ksuah. Otherwise, ain't that the Sonechas, the Gemara says. She doesn't rely on the oral obligation of Tanai Bezin. She'll feel very uncomfortable in the marriage relationship. And it's like a kind of a Bilas Nus. Therefore, she taught them in Eris and Ain Lo Kevin, she ain't in the coast from Nogan Lichtov Lo Klal. Amazing, Rav Yor. It was not a Tanoim when they didn't write it to anybody. So then, okay, you go with the real din. The real din is that we say Yeshua Ksuba. But nowadays, we all write a Ksuba for an Nisua, we don't write for an Arusa. Where in effect saying is, no, I'm not writing you a Ksuba. Although Vikyo didn't Ksuba exist. Again, I think it's a kind of a Mechila. So you didn't write. So what? Tanai Bezin. Again, I have to assume it's a kind of mechila on the part of every single kala. But she has Eris and she's merchel in effect of Tzuvah, but she told me soon.
Wait, at the time that Tanai didn't write Tzuvah
at all, never. I usually, Bila's Nus, like we all got the story I told you over this year about people calling at 3 in the morning and they have no Tzuvah. What's the problem? The answer is, you're right. We'll see if in the Shulchan Aruch, maybe it's not a big problem. But it's not a Tanai, no way it works, it was never a problem. It was a Kabbalah Kenyan's good enough. But the Gemara is beginning in the first part of Tzuvah's too.
She says it's
Zerayim. Right. So you only have to say, different Raya, so that. The kids said, again, a kind of a mechila. Now both sides, it seems to me, here's my kiddush. Yes.
But in order to get Eris, it was different. Gemara, like in a run, sound like they had a...
But you should have a bad time, no, it should be a chance to turn on to have a word. For an Asura, you don't want for an Arusa. It's an implicit Mechila, I understand it. So Arusa needs to know that we have a Tzuba. But since, in the good old days, no one ever wrote a Tzuba for anybody, so there was a Tzuba for Shatayas. But today, we write a Tzuba for the Asura, we don't want for an Arusa, it's an implicit Mechila. The mice has no Tzuba.
But
doesn't
like with the Mars sound like
it was a good question, I don't know, I'm not sure. P.S. about it, it's my Kiddush. When the Ramah said, Yesh Amin Darusa, Yesh Vatzuba. Abel Noagim Kisvara Rishona. He didn't mean the Rambam. Didn't mean the Rambam. No, since what's your whole path like a Rambam? Let's look at Tzuba in the Nesivot. The Rambam Chana quotes the Rambam. Arusa has no Tzuba, and if you write a Tzuba, it's no Shiva the Chos. Said the Rambam, Yesh Amin, that Arusa has a Tzuba. V'Noagim Kisvara Rishona, Arusa has no Tzuba. Why? Not because of the Rambam. Hey, listen to my side. If he passes like the Rambam, he couldn't split the Psaq. Then it couldn't be passed to be any Shiva B'Shah Seiris, and if he wrote it. But they're not meant to pass like the Rambam. There wasn't even knowledge of the Svarvish like the Mordechai, like the Rabbi Yod and the Ephraim, and then put in the Chila on the Tzuba. That's Pshat in the Ramo. So that's the case. Pshat in the Gemara, it all looks like Rashi in the Rosh, with the Chila. Because it's not a Mishnah, and it's not a Braisa, and whatever you want to say, with it's Manon, whatever. There was an automatic Tzuba for an Arusa, and there was no Tzuba written, and therefore it's what we call the Chila. It's Rashi in the Rosh, not Pshat in the Sugya. That's Pshat in the Gemara. And if there's no Malachim in the world to say the Chiddush Nif of the Rambam, and there's no Shiva in the Chosim, even if he wrote a Tzuba Arus. Always thought about Chiddush Nif, but it's not explained it. But you wouldn't have said it on your own. Always was out of the world because he's a Rambam. What force element that Pshat is Pshat, even his man like a Mora, his sack is what? Arusa what? No. Elok Tzuba. So it must be because he wrote it, if he wrote it in Washington VA, Shiba, it must be this Pshat, and this is Alan's Pshat yesterday. But the Rambam never meant to pass like the Rambam. Rambam passed like the Mordechai. What did Mordechai say? If his man like a Mora, there was a Tzuba Arusa. So the Pshat now is Sigilam Gimel is, he wrote nothing. Question the Chila, the Rashi the Rosh Lamshat. So there's no longer the Chishnif of the Rambam, and there's no Shiva the Chosin, even if you wrote a Tzuba. Aye, why did Rambam pass in the Maisa? I wish the Elok Tzuba with the Gemara, in effect pass, I wish the Yesh Tzuba. Simple. As the Mordechai said, it's not Bizmanon. I wish the had a Tzuba. Bizmanon, she doesn't have a Tzuba. It's a Chila. Atka, the Atzal, the Gemara, 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 the I don't have the Shona, now we have one of the bottom of the tour. Maybe look at the Shona, let's say the fair for what I said.
So when the Rambam said Shona, he
better show. He didn't even show the life of the Rambam. With the way, like the Rambam, Allah, Mitanei! The Rambam said it because it's self-chat, the Gemara, because then, there's no Ksibola Rusa. The Rambam passed the way not to the Rambam, because the Mordechai, because the Yikud of the Gemara, there was a Ksibola Rusa, but it's a Mechila. Yes. You have to say either way, but presumably you would hold. That's why the Dakim Rashi says, the way Shmuel says, and the other Pulse will say, there would be a Shiva. Didn't spell it out, it should have, you're right. But the Pesach was, if the Dakin Moshe says, the Shmuel says, it doesn't say Nagos or the Ferris. And we pass the Arusa has no Ksuba, but he wrote a Ksuba, the Shiva in the Chos. He doesn't say the Ferris in Hagos or Amo. He says the Dakin Moshe the Ferris, and the Shmuel says the Ferris. So that's the Slipsach, right? Yes?
The question
which one's the Rav Yavon? Which one is he? Second one's the Meir Tanoim. No, when they, yeah, when they write this, a good question. A good question. When is the Mechila?
I mean, do they have a, was there a Ksuba for the Arusa and then
they wrote the Ksuba? I'll tell you the following question. You stop the average Arusa today. Today there's an Arusa, they get married right away. But let's say this, I don't know what happens, not a golden. Stop the average Arusa and say, were you Merkel Yatsuba? Who? What? I don't know. No, Merkel anything. You have to work with the social media, get to soon. Very big and so. They call it, no say, I'll die, I'm mini gunos. When you go into a situation and you don't inquire too much about things, you do it according to the minigamok. And then although she doesn't know, she doesn't know where they actually are, she doesn't know about the, she doesn't know, she doesn't come to my shit. She doesn't know about all this, the Rambam, the Rambam, what's happening over here? I think even in Stone College they don't learn things. I don't know. Maybe now they do. But, she didn't tell me about it. Saldata Mini. Saldata Mini. What am I saying? We got to Ramash yet. I mean, so far we answered the part one about Arusa before the Nisun. Okay. Yeah. Mini Gisra? Mini Gisra? Mini Gisra? All men and women. That's the way, that's just the way things are done. She's a fat Mokko because all Arusa have that way. Aksubis Arusa, right? Hey, look at Abby. What is this child? Both sides. Arusa screams. She'll say, I learned in Stern College that the Pshat the Ramor is not the way the Rambam holds, but that the Pshat the Ramor is the way the Mordechai holds. And as a result, I know that I'm entitled to Tzuba Bikin in the Gemara. And I know that most women are the Gemara, but I'm not Mordechai. I insist that I deny Bezen. I want to go Pshat the Ramor. So, okay.
You can learn
more
effectively. The
Tzuba
Bikin is only from
Nisui. Oh, it's the Ferish Bakir. The Ferish Bakir. First of all, I'm only in Eretz Yisrael, Tzuba, Apo, Gashua, Kosovo. That means it's not bad.
No, it was Mahara Gemara. There was a thing.
Who changed it? It was not convention.
Not because of tribe.
No, people,
not because of tribe.
vote, right? To undo what I was just saying. Not because of Tantanus Chazal, but because most people wrote Ksuvos, so that became the minhag of the time. Now the minhag is not like that. Now what it says. Okay, now Rav Moshe. So, I don't have all the facts in front of me. I'm looking for the Piskei Arid. I'm Ksuvos, which I haven't gotten yet. I asked them to get it from the library, but I don't have it yet. What? They smashed it, not have it. The Shultai Givorim called the Riyaz. Who's the Riyaz? Rabbi Shaya Achron Rizal. No, not Ozuru. No.
The
it's not called Ozuru, I don't believe. I don't think Riyaz stands for Ozuru at all. Riyaz is right here to set aside. Let's see. Shultai Givorim, one second. Shultai Givorim, here. Open up your Shabbat to the Rif. You know what the Shabbat means? The title page. The four page Aleph in the Rif tells you. Hilkot Tel Alfred, big print. Right, see it? Oh, you don't have what I have. The one that my Gemara, the Gemara that Yeshiva got to see it.
The brown ones,
right. Top of the second column, the list of who's, and the who's who. And the who's who. Shulta Givorim, Halarif from Mordechai, of God, Maredo, Yeshua, Boaz, the base bombs out. Kol tos, tosus, halachos, you look at there, the son of Halarif. Pigdoli, Apostkin, Gam Chidushi, Hariad. Who's Riad? The Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the Trani, Ha'achron's out. Rabbi Yeshaya, Achron's out, it's Riad. Riad, Rabbi Yeshaya, Achron's out. And he calls his forfeit Mem Zion Hey. Who's Mem Zion Hey? Mori Zakeni Arav. Who is Mori Zakeni Arav? Rabbi Yeshaya Ha?
Rishon.
Excellent. Rabbi Yeshaya Rishon. And the Piskei Arid is a combination of both. Has nothing to do with Rishon. Rishon, Rishaya Achron. And the famous Trani family. Right? That's a... Marit. Yeshaya Trani.
Yeshaya named his son Yeshaya also?
No, his grandson. Mori Zakeni Arav.
Okay.
I happen to learn from the same name. No problem. Let's tell it was Spartacus.
Yeah.
I was named after the grandfather all the time.
Standard.
They was named after the grandfather.
What?
He
didn't have to
also. My original was Rabbi Shaya Trani Rishon, I believe it's called my
original. So that's
what you're referring to. Right? No, it's Kenny Rav, that's right. I believe so. Look at the Piskei Arid. Take a look now at what I asked you to see, and I was out. Please. So I have history, just got down to the brass tacks here. What does it say? No. Test Vav Amud Beis. Let's read together. Russian Riyaz. Rabbi Shaya Achron Zal. Okay? I will. I thought the Shinish Tavlin is the Abba with Subas Isha Mishas Erisin. Shatinose Aisha Machelas Lo Shiva Eris and Shikra Smash Lo Shiva and Suin. Shabbat is Chayav Gamit and Dunya with Osevet. Lefichach. In Rutsch Chol Ligvos Min Achasa Mishabad. Apat Suva Eina Gova Elam and Halakukos. Shekano Acha Ani Suin. Halom Eos and Shekano Mishas Erisin. This is Zaki Rashi's chat. Halo Shomadam and Lekomas Alolo Meolam Misha Gova Suva La Isha Nishas Amala Mishas Erisin. Vachol Ma'arsin Din Oseem Aldas Aminig Ma'arsin Elsa. Hear this? It's exactly what I told you. There's a meaning not to collect Mishas Erisin anymore. That sounds like the Mordechai. Venir Beinai. Shem Hiktim Odom Lichtov Shtak Suva. Kodim Knisas of the Chuppah, Yom O Yomayim, Ein LePosma Mishim Shtari Chol HaMukdamim. Oh, he discusses our very case. Not a she's Moro HaShayla. She's a problem of Mukdam. Not a problem. Why? Shari Ikerak Suba Royal Yisrael Zemina Erusin. Here, that word is a killer. Not much a killer to me. He used the word Mina Erusin. Now, we meet them. You were referring to a case where there was an Erusin. That's what bothers me terribly. In the time of the Marit, of Shai Achman, where did he live? Where did he live? You have to look in the history books. I think he lived in the 1500s, some of that. I get out and double check. As far as I understand, the 1500s, the Erish and the Suva already done at the same time.
What about the thing with Shabbos? Erish Shabbos and then Sunday?
No, so they wrote the Suva and Erish Shabbos. Uh-huh. And they would do the Suva and Motzai Shabbos. But not because Erish and before. As far as I understand, that's what it would have been an act looking in the longer one. The Piskei Arid, I'm going to get it.
Sorry, they didn't do it then.
Maybe Sparta didn't do it then. I don't know. I have to check my.
They're doing that, so I'm doing
that. Yeah. No? Where's Avi? Sparta today. Don't show. Sparta today, as I understand, is also do the Erish and the Suva together. Everywhere, I believe.
Yeah,
maybe. Let's go on. The Hebrews is the word Eris, which is the right to have Moshe so far. But since the world is Chaim and Erisin, the Chaim Nichse and the Dunya world is Chaim and Mishas and Rekabal Ozom, Kodam and Nisuin. Change the language, because not Eris, but Kodam and Nisuin.
So that means that there is a Sheba by Erisin.
Roy, it could have, should have. There's a Mechila, but it should have. The Gama tells us, but no, as far as Mona Messiah, he used the word Roy. The Dunya, he says, well, it can be any time you have a Kabbalah, you have a Kabbalah, it's good enough. The Gama tells us, Yavah is Chaim, Bobah, Kol Shosh, Yirtze. Let's just say, Eris, it's Kol Shosh, Yirtze. Ulu Vachi, Yachni, Sen, at the end, Shal Kotu, Elman, at the Kontza. The Kacha, you know, the Kagonenu. She calls him the Shabbos. What is the Shabbos? Shabbos? The King of Man on Shabbos. So I assume it means what? Well, it's always Shabbos, I think. The Kosin, the Shtarak, so the Shishi, the Shabbos. Even though what? Even though they got married on Sunday, the date was Friday. It was okay, because it was a Kabbalah of Kenyan, and there's no problem. There's no problem with the Kabbalah of Kenyan. That's what he says in the Farish. Right? It's the Kabbalah of Kenyan. That means what he's implying. The one which bothers me is the fact that he said after Eris. That means the Badaf is the right of emotion. Rab Daf is the right of what we said. Abel Mazah. Who's Mazah? Mori, Zeteni, Arab. Hinig, Lichtel, Biach, the Shabbos. They saw it before that. Keshaviyati v'kutrus arayis. I believe, v'kutrus arayis in the Piskei Arid. So I'm trying to look for it, I haven't been able to get it yet. So please, someone take it out of the lobby, please. Somebody told him to take it for you, maybe he did or didn't. But if he didn't, you take it out of the lobby. You can't get it out of the reference, just direct the page if there's something about this in the lobby. Please, if you don't mind. Okay?
Piskei Arid is
I believe so. I believe so. In any event, this Shulta Gevorah Rav, is either right to Rav Moshe against Rav Moshe? I can't tell. In one line, it's a smash of the light of Moshe. Could use the Russian Minna Erisin. But I can talk to believe it's the Ekla Dabka.
Next line,
the Gevorah
has a Russian
place in Kodim
and
Sue. Kodim and
Sue,
right. The whole Shashi is there.
No.
No, that's a forward
word.
I can't tell. Because the Shulta Gevorah says it's only use the Russian roar as high as I'm in a Erisin. What might be an implication there? The call of Erisin, you can't even sky. The roar as high as I'm in a Erisin. It's a Mechila nowadays. So that's a Minigam Arsenal. No, but one might even die. I don't want to take a show up. In a Russian, even if the player would be no good.
No.
But much is worse. It's a marriage contract before Erisin. It's nothing.
No, so what if we say it's not right
with Moshe, it's us, then what is the Minhag Gevorah? No, the Minhag Gevorah is not happy. You can even sky it and money whenever you want. The
Minhag
Gevorah against Moshe, I told you. No, the Kabbalah's kidding was done then. You pick up the
handkerchief
then.
Okay, like, so
for that moment, he was over the floor, is it?
So
Rav Moshe's kiddish, Rabotai, is along the lines of the Rambam's kiddish. Moshe will come to Moshe. The Rambam said what? That before he's suing, there cannot be any real marriage contract. Because Vikar Demi Paskin is no chiv until the suin, and you can't make your own mitzvahs and say, I'm only having a marriage contract. Shimon Meshach, we have to suin. The Rav Moshe says, along the negative Shulta Gevorah means, no, we pass the suyash to Belarusa. So from Erisin and on, even though the minig evolved subsequently, that you don't have a suin because it's an implicit mechila minig amadina, but it's theoretically roared, it should really have been a chiv, Meshach Erisin, so the moment of the Erisin, you can only even scribe in a ksuba. But before Erisin, that. Right? What a down version of the Rambam. Because
yeah.
What I'm saying about that, it all cost my think maintain that even before the suit, even before Erisin, you sign a document which says you're Mikhail Kenyon for $6,000 when it's done to set a silver. It's kind of easy as soon as you go through with the wedding. If you don't go through with the wedding, it's the Beis Shmuel has to decide. One of the Beis Shmuel said that they have a chadik, right? So that the reverse case, which meant that I obligate myself $10,000, $100,000 upon the marriage, and you break up the marriage, so nothing happens. Because they never got married. But if they do get married, then what moment is it Chayal on both sides? I did a couple of kings, so there's no struggle. There's not a struggle in that moment.
You can't have my faith.
Yeah.
That's
what Moshe says. You can't have that. You can't be a marriage contract before marriage.
Not even. Once
you can't, because at that point they were not married yet. So you can't have a marriage contract if they're not married.
Okay, so when the marriage happens, you
can go back first. No, but if I weren't married. So
you
I'm sorry. No, it can't. They can only be called when they're married.
Well,
you can't make it a month before, a week before they're married. It doesn't work with Moshe. Before they're all possible, I think it does work. All kept all caliphing. If you all come to the indicates it's not a photo op. That it's working before the marriage, before the marriage. What? I understand. I saw Rav Moshe many weddings. Many weddings of Rav Moshe. Zaycha to see the Godel Ador. Zaycha to be close to him. And to see he did a ksuba like you and I do a ksuba. Nothing different. With a regular Kabbalah Kenyan, with a regular photo op. With a regular ksuba filler like everybody else. You're asking, according to Rav Moshe, the Dvar, the Talim, the Tolim. Lo Shari, Lo Kayomi. And I call Shara Vakayim, she writes. I call Lo Shara Vakayim. Dvar, the Talim. How am I with the ksuba? That's Rav Moshe, right? The ksuba of the Tosh Tar. Kenyan. Even though the Russian is a star, I have a mother. Even though the Russian is a star, I have a star, Kenyan. No, I can hear it. Oh, that's Rav Sternberg, I told you over here. Sternberg writes quote over here, and one of the reasons Adam is here, like Suba. The many Rabbana have it. It makes absolutely no sense, my Rabbana said. None. Why should you require Adam Sira for a Suba? For two reasons you shouldn't need it. One reason is, star, I never get Adam Sira, only star, Kenyan. And Suba passes the star, I. Two reasons is, even if it would be a star, Kenyan, the Shemanah passes that Adam, that her door's bowed and works, and you only get Adam Sira by starry moments. It's Tosin getting up dollars. So that's something to be with Tosin, the second point. So Sternberg writes, I guess the second point is that the Machlokas of HaRishonim. That's why the first point is that Rav Sternberg writes this quote over here, that maybe our ksubas are all starry kinyan because the chalipin is done before the Erisin is done, like a mush. So with that mush, you can make a case at least to require Eid and Messira by a ksuba. By the way, the most possible requirement of Messira has a totally different reason. That the ksuba can somehow double the shtar kedush. You believe that? Each thing is the cat of the shtar.
But the kedush is not
to leave it. But when a ksuba is given over, that's to be considered the shtar. I think instead of
the
rock.
Forcing the gap with the ring on her?
No.
Do the ring first.
When the ring is put on first, the ksuba is ripped. When the ksuba is handed from him to her,
what do they
hand over? After the ring. So I take the ring, I said it worked. It was the chavapruta, it was the mechakos, it was the ball. Really? With a ball of ring. That's the case again. With a ball of ring. And something went wrong with the ksuba. Whatever it may be. The fail safe, the ksuba is given over, it can double the ksuba. After it said it, I didn't do that for Shavuot Yisrael. So we're all supposed to say it can't be for many, many reasons. One reason is they say, we'll quote it the safer. Ksuba is a cluster. One is the ksuba has to be written in the Shema. Ksuba kiddush is written in the Shema. No kiddush is not and I'll come with a pipe, that I've written the Shema. So at least the bells is right over here, they write every ksuba, from the beginning to the end, the Shema or the Shema.
Why isn't that the Shema?
The liquor wants to be the Shema, right.
Wait, why isn't it the Shema? Pipe, is that the question by Matos?
No, but that's pipe for me, it's pipe for a million different people.
It's
master
for her.
Oh, that's what you write about over here. Some ksuba should leave out the beginning into, and leave that out, that should be written by the Shema, the Shema, the Shema, the Shema kiddush. And then it can be condoled with the Shema kiddush. So he has a chalif for the safer, one of this, maybe him or him, I forgot who, the maybe the ksuba should be considered, the hand of the ksuba should be considered part of the suin process. The suin is how the suin requires the ksuba. The giving of the ksuba is the son, so shtickle kelegab in the suin. And if the suin required to aid him, that would explain why he ate him a serum on the ksuba. They go like this. the technical image tricks, which is unprecedented, we don't understand it. They're trying to find the Ash in a minute. I say, don't need it at all, finish it.
I quit the Rambam.
No, the Shtar is written before the Sittah, either they wrote it after the Sittah, maybe. Or they wrote it the Shtar, it's still in that moment before. So it'll be a Shtar and Kenyan. Not Khalifa, it'll be Khalsa. The Shtar itself will be effective at the moment of the
Sittah.
Yeah. Maybe this will be a technical answer to the
Sula. Maybe.
Both of them are not a Sula, they're not a Sula, they're not a Sula. Both of them are not a Sula. It could be the worst, but only later on. I'll start
kidding.
I'll start kidding, because the Khalifa is called Sula. Right.
Why is it
a Sula? Because it's not a Sula. But Rama Holi cannot be a Sula. If I might accept it as far as the player is concerned.
Why
is
Rama
Holi getting a Sula? Because it's Rama's Sula. It cannot be a Shiva in the Khazim until they're married. Finished.
What?
But both of you have it happening over here. We're going quickly. You have it happening? You're welcome to pay if you understand
what I'm
talking about. Yeah.
What is
the Nisura? Yichud or Shemisura? We discussed yesterday five Shivas Nisura.
Right,
but Yichud, or Dosa's house, or Tadekin, or Talis, or Canopy.
So it happens that it's a
Canopy? What's the word? Shubba, shubba. What's the other word for it?
Talis.
Canopy, that's the word, right?
Yeah.
Canopy.
So yeah. Do you want to say
that Nisura? Well, which one? All, son, man, both.
Do you need Kishan have Nisura?
The Pashas, yes. The Pashas can't Nisura. The Pashas. Grab all sides. Yeah. Tosa gives up dollars, so that even if it's a Shtar King, you wouldn't require him to see you in moments. Only by giving him to see. That would knock out Sturm, but even if you hold it, he's right, that's only Sturm, Shtar King. But I think it's a Machlokas Rishon on that. We don't give it 3 years ago, we discussed it by Rishon. You know what I'm going to share then? No. Too long. Predict everybody. Yeah. Rav Moshe is a watered down version of the Rambam. Rambam, there cannot be any Chiyuv until the Suwa. Rav Moshe is hilarious. Rav Moshe claims that Tosa gives you a test. And the minute they have to write the Suwa a few days before the wedding, it's only up to Erisa. I find it hard to believe, it's Rav Moshe claims, right? I find it hard to believe, because I think of the minute exchange reports much earlier. I have to double check it. I have to get a safer. To get the historical perspective, see when that custom arose to have the Erisa together. I think it was very hard. This is how we go into my thoughts, which is not kind of a Moshe's upshot. And like I say, if I'm over here with the Ezra Mashabas, with the Mazah, I don't know, I gotta get the history. I don't know. See, history's important. Toramada, it's totally half to know history. Okay, where was I? Slowly, slowly, slowly. Derech Agav is another shot to explain how our Ksubas might work if the Khalifa is done by day and the wedding takes place by night. It shouldn't be a Lupta, even according to the Moshe Shita. Maybe. That's cool, I've also a careful expression. What's a careful expression? Asukin ba'oso inyon. Have you heard it?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that the Kiddushin? Is it the Basra? Is it Subis? Subis, not Hopi, no? No? Most of them are Subis. Is it here? Did? Could be. What else is the most inyon?
Yes,
Subis
Gimel by
Aiden Zomer. Lamed Gimel, Aiden Zomer, wow. Lamed Gimel, Aiden Zomer, which?
The history?
The history, yeah. Paul's Maja, Sukkot Osa Dova, it's called Tosa Degiba. Okay, it's a similar idea, right? The Super Zonagil. I have a different context. Anyway, so I want to say that Sukkot Osa Indian, what's the chat? But since the, and I'm not sure this is going to work, Rabbi Osai. A Sukkot Osa Indian, since the, Right, presumably, right. They're dealing with the hit. If you want to look it up, oh, it's in volume, it's in news volume. And also, I'm posting Simon. Sif Kod Yud Aleph Oz Vov. He quotes a sefer called the She'elas Shalom, who asks, in effect, our kash. I went to the library, I did ask him.
What's the name?
It's She'elas Shalom, Madura Tinyona Simon Ayin Aleph. And I have a direct, so it wasn't once. In Simon Tzad Vov, Sif Kod Yud Aleph Oz Vov. He asks his kash. How can it be that Manazek, one to the Rambam? Here. Asher Heya B'nidon HaKsuba Shadich Tavim V'nissan B'yom, U'v'kinyin Gyomer Agat Suda. Let me see the social tables. Kagas. Kuf Gimel A Aleph Samach, you know what it stands for. Kinyan Gomer Agav Suda, the Khalifa. Ve'a Chosin. Ve'a Chupa Nimshekat Ala Laila. Ve'a Choshash Kvol Toroso. Who is Kvol Toroso? Rav Pinchas Shapiro Mi Be Haltishan. Some city in the Holon, I guess. Ve'a Choshash Kvol Toroso, the Pulse Lovish and Lukta. So Chashar Lukta, Vatal Kasha. Not a Shal Kasha, Vatal Kasha, Vatal Kasha. He says, Ah, the Vaya Kinyan Be'yom, even the Be'a Khalifin, the Kovakom, the Dasa Ramav Dal, the Tarek Yudhi Opposition, No. The because of law, Suman and Aris and Aina Govas back in their car, Roman Mishabdi, and Kanakadi is Chash Mukta. The Tigger Mishabdi, the Yama, Kalan Shakupa, the Shaloka did. It's not in my cash. I was so excited. I was bothered, and I found the cash over here. So I got out later by saying, we don't pass like Ramba. We passed the Svar, we shouted at me, Ramba, Dami, Dami, what? The Vodaka, that was only a later discovery of my fault. I realized what's happening. The first time we passed like Ramba, I was not as bothered by this cash. So I jumped for joy, someone had the cash before me. What was there? Something I found very interesting. It's not. Later. After that, the Rambam, I know the cost of love, Suman and Arison, Amanash, Tikva Gavin, and his Gar Shah, Otis, Alnain, Mina Arison. Oh, they know Gomez came in Bene Karim, Volan, and Shabbat. Why the Shiru Gong says, why the Dark, one of the Kaya, Bishop Arison, Shalayukalim, for the cost of Shiru, and 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 The arcane, low cost of law, LLN exhibits in Benet Horan. He only wrote the civil wife of Benet Horan. It's an umbrella. You don't understand what I should be told. He wrote it. That's Hipshin's version. Not that it's Donald's version. Different shot number. Aluxumazu, Shenich Tevez, Benet Tevez, Bion, Bion, the Kenya, now cost of the ace and Sue and Manish to be 2 hours later. Val Kupan and Shadow Valarila, Shidish low cost of law, Aksuba, Elan Asakota. He doesn't expect to die in the next 2 hours. Or the divorce of someone in the interim somehow. It doesn't start to happen. But I have a Shatigam Shabad, the Kolaksuas, and Suin. The Incain. Shakibo Kinyan Bayom, Shabi Ashlava did a Shab Kinyan Shibanav Shayaman as the Kanta. The Gan Kinyan Ashlava called the Shab Tigan Kinyan Bayom in Shabdi. In other words, when he's saying like that, the Shadam is not like the Rabbi Sazam is in Evan Ozo. He says Shadam is based on an Umdina. The average guy has a suit to his wife or Erisin. He doesn't have a mind to the Shabbat Shibin the Chosin. He doesn't mind to the Shabbat Shibin the Chosin. Because an average woman is not entitled to this, there's nothing right down for. The whole of Shad and Ramba. I have trouble believing it because I didn't think I put the Ramba if you write a star, and every star collects a Mishabad. So why this one? I don't know, but that's what he said. So he's right, he said that the only time we say that you have a mind, you give it to the wife, she should collect an heiress, that you give it to her 3 months before the wedding is set for. You give it to her an hour before the wedding is set for, obviously you don't have a mind that hour. You have a mind that should be shimmin the chasm immediately. That's what he said.
You don't have a mind that, I mean,
what
is he saying?
Umdina,
there is no
umdina. 1 minute, 1 minute. Look what he said, the Valdin. Look what he said. Well, there's there, you're not a master of the Kvotarasa. For the master of the Rebbe Shmuel B'Shem Rebosh. Give him a shoe death, and the low cost of the level after Kvotar. Then came his man out there, and the eyes and Tavata Kupa. He could shash. I feel without a rush. The Ksuma is a rooster nigger to Mishandi. Because when it's Suma that was in the Mishandi, that's only what if he had a mind for the time of the Erickson. If he had a mind, Mishandi is Suma, as we rush there. So then you wouldn't collect Mishabodin. He says, no. The mind is not too lesser. That they shmuel, a cost of Shomish, and we rush a little bit before Ligbos, all the Mishu. That is less than cloud. The low cost of Alan has to come to. Right? Just Shmuel should have to get out of here. I can back up no way. Aber wenn ihr die Dame Tosla bis bei Ace Suin, aber nach der Konzert der Kinder Tabaka, Pech auf Leila, schaffe ich komme mit der Schatkin in der Jahr, komme mit Schabe nach der Konzert. Und schon Tinder hat Kontakt mit Schabe mit der Jahr, schaffe dich weg. Und bitte dich weg. Der Lecker Kasas Klau. Der No Problem Book da. Ella, die Leute hat Kinder der Jahr, aber nach der Seven. Und gar nicht mal 50 Jahre Konzert mit der Schule laden. Da hat er was zu gehen so in ihr. Ach, dann soll er mit der Khalife. Mein Wort ist ja nur Khalife, das ist für ein Pickel Sukin. Da soll in ihr. So da soll. Lobby Bosch is a round up. The Mishnah Chiyub Lomani, a Suga Mos Inyan. The Nikon Gomer Mayer Shtabi Biyom. The Nidu Bar Lomer Shtabi. So the works of creative privacy. It only works to watch, story, watch, story, watch, story. Raya, not story to make it private. Ukul Vula Choshe Mishpit Tzim Nen Gimel. El the Nuvad, the Kvarkotam HaShachdal, the Nidivya Rambam, the Shachal Apostle Mashma. The Lok Chilkul Pekat. They all go that way. Vakem Tzvilu, the Kema Nika Kola. Sulo Chashin, the Dvish, Vakitin, the Lekuma Tzim, the Asagan Ashay. Bloyal, Nika Kema Shiyotah Kol. In Kain, Gambik Suma, Kema Nika Kola. Even should I use Suga Mos Inyan, Nila Apostle Vesuva, the Kama Tzim, etc. No problem. He goes to another reason over here. That's Sukkah Mosa Inyan. And then the call that goes out from Gimel Shvat, not from Dalet Shvat. And if he collects Shibudim, which is part of Gimel Shvat, you have to look at it. On the contrary, okay? Because the call started from there, the Lekuchas is all full, that they bought the property. They should have realized about the lien. Outcome. You know, they bought it between that interim. In that hour, the Sukkah Mosa, they bought the property. Imagine this, picture this. Picture this cousin. And the picture, imagine he's called a stockbroker on the way to the Chuppah. But if they bought it, he just did a deck and the Sukkah. And now they got the privacy, you know, they dance and they assume it's a privacy. Instead of saying, Tillip, he calls his real estate broker, sell that, sell all my holdings right now. So the idiots who support that, they should have realized there's a call that this guy's getting married, and it looks like a big silver. It was their fault that they bought the property. Aye, he wasn't married yet. You should have heard it was a tumble, they were dancing, they were singing, they were singing. It was already a call, which has eight seconds. That's what he suggests, second shot.
So you made answer the first answer of Umdana, the second shot.
That's what I said, two answers to the cash.
The answer of Umdana, I don't understand how that works, because nobody has an Umdana that it should be.
He's saying it's not like it was a dam, it's a different shot than Rambam, based upon Umdana. Different part? That's what he said. Okay, that's what he said. Rabosai, Rabosai. I have one more thing to tell you before I want to stop the next edition. The ultimate apostle quotes three Gedolim, who independently came to the same conclusion about this problem. Is there a Ksuba Lusa or not Ksuba Lusa? Again, let's repeat. Cannot call apostle and say Yesh Ksuba Lusa. The Rambam holds Ksuba Lusa. The Gemara's Masha call Yesh Ksuba Lusa. Clear! So three Gedolim. Tiferes Yaakov, I'm not sure who that is. And the Yad David. Oh, this is the Yad David. It was Rav David Lil Kalina. You know who he was. Rav David Lil Kalina, as they called him, lived with the Roman Kalin Stone for many years. He lived till almost 90. He died at the beginning of World War I. He was considered the Gadol HaDol. Rav Chaim Brisco calls the Gadol HaDol. Rav Chaim Brisco is much older than Rav Chaim. Chaim calls the Golod does nothing. The Yoshev Yishiv, but the Yad Golod. This guy looks another Shaila Golod. Very tremendous going out. They manage do everything. And they just reprinted now. Not reprinted. They printed for the first time. Most of our book there. Ksavya was had that. Was never printed before. Counted a few some years ago. On it, he goes to Tishrei Rambam. To the Tishrei. The first one was printed I think in his lifetime. Was shortly after his death. Had the first 9 books. Kiddushin that. So I'm Perik Yud. They found Ksavya Yud. Yud Aleph Yud Beis. And then Kesayim. So it skips. They found Ksavya of the Yad Golod. Perishin Rambam. So he's in the same book. And it's Sviri Yesh. Who is Sviri Yesh? So Yaakov Weinberg from lived there through the survival war. Survival war 2. So Shkela Gimel Simen Nun Chav Zayin. Nothing to do with holy shit, please. They make the following suggestion. The Rambam's Mokka, let's remember, is a Gemara about Pei Tess. Let's turn from Mokka Dekamo. Pei Tess on the day, please. best in the days. Remember we had it the last narrow line. Of Shisha Sephista. Al Mona mina Erison mi Nola de Isla Tzuba. So the Russians need you, we just saw it, the Russians, we don't. How do you know that Shisha Tzuba? She certainly does. The Rambam interpreted it differently. I'm interpreted, how do you know? Maybe she doesn't have one. Say these three Gedolim. The only time the Rambam said so is when it comes to an Al Mona. Not when it comes to a Grusha. So don't get death or divorce to break up a marriage. So if it breaks up to death, then the Rambam passes that we say in the Tzuba, because it must Al Mona mina. But if it breaks up the divorce, there certainly is a Tzuba. Why is there certainly a Tzuba? Should all take Hala of Enav? No. Lotzi, you shouldn't have to summarily divorce it from the state of Erison. With this, they say all the riots of the Rosh Pav and Raya after Raya after Raya. But who's have the Tzuba? If you look carefully, all the riots are by Gerushin. So you make up sure that if the Gerushin, there is Tzuba. But if it comes to an Amana, then there's no Tzuba.
What's the logic?
It's like this. It's out of the question of the Pharisee. The reason, the essence, Tzuba should only have been from a Gerushin. So they call it Enav Lotzi. The whole institution of the Tzuba for an Amana was obsolete somehow, you know. Like this, you have to write a Tzuba. Because also Lisha Shah love Tzuba. And once you write the Tzuba, so it includes Almana sort of secondarily. So before, after the Nisuan, you have to write about Tzuba, so the Tzuba Almana is included. But if it's before Nisuan, only Eris. Ain't a Shah Ha'ima, they don't live together. There's no need to say Lisha Shah love Tzuba. You don't have to write anything. If you don't write anything, then Almana does not get a Tzuba. Rusha would, because she likes Kalvin and Lucia, but Almana not. And I guess the Rambam holds that no idea of Kalvin and Lucia, the only started by Shah Ha'ima, and if it's not Shah Ha'ima, then so let me Kalvin and Lucia. The Rambam presumably holds that we don't want a woman to have to live with a man physically and at any moment be afraid to go into the street. That's a very dehumanizing relationship. They're living together as man and wife, and then the next morning she finds herself in the street. Because that doesn't want that to happen. She should, that shouldn't happen. She should be confident that it won't happen. But they're not living together. They're just because they're innocent, but there's no physical relationship. So then I'm going to go, nope. So she'll be in the street tomorrow. She'll be in the street. Nope. I mean, we don't encourage it, mind you. But I mean, if it'll be, it will not consider she was exploited. Because he never touched her. So presumably I'm going to go. And there's no difference to organize it by hours. Even for Gerish. And the other possible said, Gerishin, yes, you don't want to be divorced like this summarily, even if there's no physical relationship. But I'm more than that. That's the Pshar, he's the goal. And the Pshar is that there's a Rusa by Ksuba, by Amon and Agusha, both cases in Eris, for the wrong post. They want to take this Pshar, which the post can have.
If we're bringing that
tomorrow,
I'm just going to say that there is no
Ksuba
in Amon.
No, Minola. Minola, we don't know.
No,
it's in Minola,
we know that there is.
No, I thought I rushed it. I'm not done. But also, let's begin at 5 minutes. I have to stop after leaving. I want to stick it up men's dying in 5 minutes. I don't mean we're going to finish it in 5 minutes. Cause of love, Paris. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah gave you the list of things of a father's close to his daughter, and when a husband marries a wife, this is a love. Yes, a love. She also Paris the Chayav, the Chayav on the Sev, the Chayav with the Rasa. As he pointed out, there are many of the 10 things which the husband is obligated towards the wife, and which he's zochah from the wife, are found over here in this Mishnah and subsequent to Rasa Brachos. Tana Rabbanan. Cause of love, Paris, close to Kelim. She avoid my base of the base by law. Me cause of love. Rashi says, okay, like I am Mishalayim. Cause of love, the Dunyasa, a dowry. The top is the bala of an apartment. Oops, the toddling. He's gonna carry the solutions of the social care of the sovereign of the law in Irisin. Ooh, Mary saw the Rashi in Irisin. She never buried, she never got to the chuppah. She never sat under the canopy, she never was usually with the thousand at all. What's the locker? Lo Zocha Baal is Vora Malolo. Bog of nothing? She went, no, sir, Lo Zocha Baal is Vora Malolo. You used to get a wild idea. You know they were married, but you had a fight. A quarter of nothing, they never set foot in the. They didn't want a room together, except they never secluded together. They never wanted a canopy together. They just got a ring. And part of the other ring was gonna give him his new son-in-law, $100,000, and they made a deal, and everything knew all of it, marriage was never consummated, it was never completed, there was just the shot there, and then his daughter died. Guess what? Now he never lose his daughter, what else did he lose? His money. Never, what a real rascal, it was a double whammy. And Chacham said no, and told him to sue, nothing happened. Later, looked at Rabbanah, and said, I have Rabbanah, come this week, it's none. This idol on his couch, and I assume, and Erisin, Gova, and Sako, including what? Tosef, and Ksuba. Rabbanah, and Zion, and no, man, he's suing Gova, and Sako. Why? Because that's the other mind. If he died, they're going to give the wife, should have security of $100,000. But, Mina Erison. Suba. Mina Erison. Yeah, so I won't be right. So, $6,000. Okay, $6,000. Mina Erison. Suba, Gona, Matayan. Na, Mona, Mona, but no more. Why? Should I cross the realm after Kamsa? Right? Manda, Malo, Zaka, Kabra, Zaka, Zaka, you had in mind later. Well, Manda, Zaka, Kabra, Rashi, Manda, Malo, Zaka, Kabra, Zaka, Malo, Kabra, Suba, Elam, after Kamsa, Mona, Masana, Tikra, Bona, Udisla, E. Excuse me, Fisla, Mina Erison, according to Rashi, the Shikasa, the Tibet, the Kamsa. So he nami lo kasva lo kasva lo lo kasva lo. Vidan edunya din alasin zan ala plays evan al tzubas el amanash chivas nisuin. But if she died before the nisuin, the obligation to give him the money doesn't exist. That's why I was going to die. Well, ma dama zaka, is karabana? I said, no, is that karabana? What's his love? The kula amma karabana is going to die. Ma dama lo zaka, fine. Karabana is going to die. Ni nisuin, that is nothing. Ma dama zaka, aka lo kama rabana is going to die nisuin el amidi day le di da. From him to her. Shalo kasva lo el amanash the concept, we just got to say. I will be the dollar today. I feel that I belong to Ben Adai and Modi. Why? Vishum ich tuniu. Vaha ich hatni lehu. Rashi. Rashi. Kabad Ben Adai. Dabai anach tanoi. Leo kabad Ben Adai. The paskin lechut kabad sele. Come on. Daily, the Dom, Asha, Chasim, Posse, with Kalak, with Subasa, etc. That's the Gemara. I really want to quote the Ushita, Rashi. Rashi learns the Gemara in front of a case of Erisin before the Sun. She is Rashi. Who are the Rashi? Who are those? Haberetam. Haberetam said two major things. First, the Musashi Tamad, quarter to 11. Look over here in, look over here. You want to serve it, huh? I think so. All day. Where do I want to show you? Where's the line? No, come on. The Takana, where's Takana? Come on, where is it? The old chicken. It's the fifth narrow line. Sixth narrow line. On the base. The old chicken means a better time. Love it, call it halacha. Shafiru baal mugza. You want to get the money to a son already? She yagzu, you have to give all the money back. Im mesa betoch shana. If she dies within a year. So you really don't have much nachas in the son. Not the son's fault. If the daughter will die, they get the money back. The chazal of the son, you want to take a con. Hold on, I'm going to come back out. We'll see tomorrow. And next week, that called takana is what? Shum. What does shum stand for? And I call it. What does shum mean? Spira, the maiza, magenta. The famous takana shum. So we'll be discussing the Ikar Adin and the takana shum tomorrow.